We want to ensure, working with the family, that there is a lasting legacy for Sebi, that his death was not in vain, that obviously the coroner has found inadequate and complacent management to Kingston, and we want to work with them to ensure that the lessons are learnt there and across the NHS. It's heartening to hear the coroner is going to ask that the Royal College nationally looks at guidelines for sepsis management in deliveries like this, and also to look at the opportunity for testing for infections such as Group B strep. But we want to take it one stage further, and we're calling on Kingston Hospital to review again the funding possibility for centralised monitoring, both there and any other hospital that doesn't have that in place, because we heard evidence today that that can save patients' lives. It can make a difference, and with Fresh Eyes' approach, every step has to be taken to improve that where possible, alongside effective training and management. But also, we've got to ensure that there is sufficient funding across the NHS for every individual, family, parent that's been through such circumstances like this. Bereavement counselling, it is great that there are bereavement midwives out there, but so often there is then a lack of counselling and effective support thereafter for families who have suffered such tragic circumstances. And in this situation, the family were very fortunate to find a fantastic organisation called Petals, which does provide free counselling, but not every parent will find that. And in such circumstances, whether it's anybody's fault or not, there is a desperate need for that, and that has to be escalated. After these circumstances, the Trust were proactive in actually then drafting infective guidelines to manage situations like this. It was recognised that they should have looked at that as a consideration before these events arose, and that was possibly one of the circumstances that led to his death, alongside the group inadequacies at many levels and the lack of leadership. But we know, and we are working with the Trust to try and ensure that we can be collaborative, that we can engage with them and support them in doing everything possible, whether or not that be retraining, guidance, sharing perspectives, because we know that it's affected the family, we know it's affected the individuals at the Trust. But significant costs go into training individuals, and we want to keep key good individuals working for the NHS because it is a fantastic organisation. But at the same time, we've got to ensure that every lesson is learnt, that every step is taken. And that's why we've got to ask Kingston again to look at other funding regimes, other opportunities that can be taken to protect patients. Alison and Justin have been a tower of strength throughout both days, listening to such tragic evidence and hearing the circumstances. And as they say, they want to ensure that there is a positive message that can be found arising out of what happened to Sebi. And we've got to work with them both individually and as a society. We've got to challenge issues like this, and we've got to work with the NHS to say that we support them, that we endear everything that they do, but where mistakes happen, that challenges are faced, but that we meet those challenges as a society, and we work together.